Coming up on 5:45, it feels like it's been years and years. And it was actually only Tuesday when I last talked to Jason Kanz on the best 5 minutes of the day. It feels like it was years ago.
It does feel a long time, yeah.
What have you been up to for all these many thousands of years since we last spoke?
Just going to work and trying to stay warm has really been the case. And trying to do that. And yeah, I think that's really about it. I finished reading the Book of Joy, which was a collaboration between Archbishop Desmond Tutu, who died, I think, last week or the week before.
At the age of 90.
And the Dalai Lama, who were apparently very good friends. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And so that was just, it was really good, really encouraging read. And so that's kind of what I've been doing in my free time, you know, since I've talked with you last.
That sounds like a good, the idea of reading a book called The Book of Joy to start the new year. That sounds like a good plan.
Yeah, that was actually my intention. And, you know, my daughter at work, who I work with, had asked, what it was about. And I said, you know, they cover topics like suffering and despair and loneliness. And I said, it's a beautiful book, just how they're discussing those concepts together. And so, yeah.
Well, we are going to dive into, it was going to happen sooner or later, and it just happened to be later, that we'll get into Colossians. So, I got the NIV in front of me. So let me unpack just the first couple of verses, and then we're turning to your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved. Yeah. So here we go, diving in this morning on this 13 Below Friday morning. All right, so NIV says, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to God's holy people in Colossae, the faithful brothers and sisters in Christ, grace and peace to you from God our Father. So what can we, that's just kind of addressing the folks, right?
Yeah. So what I wrote on that is this letter, like many in the New Testament, was written by Paul. His protege, Timothy, wrote down Paul's words to the Colossians because Paul was in prison at the time for proclaiming the gospel. In typical fashion, Paul opened with a blessing, grace to you and peace from God our Father. He understood how important it is to remember that I am a never-ending river of grace who saves, sustains, and enlivens you. I give you peace that only I can provide, grounded in the knowledge of your belovedness.
All right. So you took me beyond the scripture on that one. So I just read the first two verses, but yeah, you carried us through verse 5. But yeah,
is kind of the... I thought I had heard the... Yeah,
the first two. So anyhow...
Yeah, I went through verse 3. Yeah.
Okay. So what strikes you out of that?
You know, I think the thing that always stands out with Paul's letters is he routinely opens with grace to you and peace. I think, you know, there's so much richness in Paul's teachings, and that is the thing that he just, that's a thing he just drums over and over and over again. To remember that we are recipients of God's grace, and in light of that, we can live lives of peace, not embattled by anxiety or anger, but to live from that place of settledness, of peace.
Yeah, and just elaborating the verse 3 part there, we says in the NIV, always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for it. Well, that's just simply, but you elaborate, you say... Well, the grace and peace. I mean, I'll take, double dose of that every single day, right? I mean, grace and peace. So.
Right. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and I put in there that, you know, not only do I, that it says, I give you peace that only I can provide, grounded in the knowledge of your belovedness. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's one of the things that you and I have certainly encouraged people to remember is that we are beloved children of God. Regardless of what's going on in our lives, that's our primary status is as God's beloved.
Absolutely. I mean, being grounded in that over and over, and then when it's lived out from believer to believer, and my favorite story of the week, I shared it on the lone day I was in prior on Tuesday, shortly before 7. It's on my timeline on Facebook, but it's this. Jay Weaver passed away at the age of 42, part of the Big Daddy Weave group, and brother Mike. Hey, I've heard about that. It got attention all over. I mean, well beyond Christendom. And Jason Gray's post on that, I encourage people, I can't go through the whole thing, but Jason talked about having come out of a painful divorce, and Big Daddy Weave invited him to tour and just how down he was. I mean, just feeling like, you know, you talk about your identity as a son of God. But it was just so dramatic, as he talked about on one occasion, Jay Weaver just kind of grabbing his chin and staring into his eyes and just, you know, and Jason wanting with all of them to just look down. And that he, Jay just looked at him and strongly said, "I love you." And for Jason to recount this in the week of Jay Weaver's passing and say he was different from that point on, that somebody looked into his soul, and I feel like Jay Weaver was doing the work of the Lord, right? I mean, this was Spirit-led, clearly.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And we can be that to one another. You know, we can share that love of Christ with other people.
Well, yeah, empowered by that, I tried to share that just through a text message to a brother. So that just that story, I feel like, has changed me this week. So, all right, I'm open for breakfast tomorrow. We'll see what we can work out, okay? So we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, I'm going to be out of town. So
I guess that's right.
My dad's Christmas this weekend. So,
all right, well, wish him well.
We'll talk on Monday.
Well, one of the big news events of the week here in Christendom having to do with the passing of 42-year-old Jay Weaver from the group Big Daddy Weave. And I shared this on Tuesday, but it was so powerful, got a great reaction. Thank you, Bob in Rice Lake on the listener line at 396-1670. I thought I'm going to share it again. It deserves to be in the best of the week at 845, but it's not going to make it in there. So here we go, all right? Jason Gray writing this: "My friend Jay Weaver of Big Daddy Weave passed away yesterday, earlier this week. Jay, along with his brother Mike and their band, Big Daddy Weave, were always so good to me, but never were they more kind to me than when they took me on tour with them in the weeks after my divorce was finalized. Jason Gray says, I was dejected, depressed, and certain that my status as a divorcee would make me a pariah to both my industry and Christian music listeners. My whole future was uncertain, and all I had energy for was sleeping, though I wasn't even doing that very well. But I still had bills to pay, so what was I to do? Big Daddy Weave invited me to tour with them for the better part of that year, a tour that felt more like a hospital than anything else, as God and my friends put me back together piece by piece. And Grace says that work is ongoing. A precious memory I'll never forget, writes Jason, was when we were all praying in the sanctuary before a show in Alabama. I was sitting in a pew, my head hung low, quietly praying through my tears, when Jay Weaver walked over to me, put his hands on the sides of my head, and lifted my face to look me in the eye. I didn't want to look him in the eye. It was too much for me. I felt like unworthy. I'd lost so much and disappointed so many people, including myself, that I was full of too much pain and shame to be able to bear looking someone directly in the eye. I wished I could escape the moment as I tried to look anywhere else but Jay. Jay Weaver held my face steady in his hands until I surrendered to the moment and met his gaze. And then he looked deep into my eyes, past them to my soul, and said, I love you, and prayed for my restoration. It changed me. Jason Gray says, I always wondered what the words of Psalm 3:3 meant. You're the glory and the lifter of my head. But now I knew. Jay Weaver showed me. Jay and God through him was the lifter of my head that day, lifting my eyes from the depths of my sorrow and shame to look into the eyes of grace and know I was loved. Finally, Jason Gray says, I honestly don't know how the afterlife works, but I'd like to believe there's a moment as Jay Weaver steps into eternity with brand new feet after a long, hard journey when God takes his face in his hands, lifts it to look into his eyes and says, I love you, as he's welcomed home. Isn't that good? Wow, it's rich. I've got it on my Facebook timeline if you want to check it out. Jason Gray, inspirational, memorable, and deeply impacting. It was to me. Hope it is to you. Well, we're a week into the new year, and a lot of people, whether formally making their resolution or maybe just kind of informally in their head thinking, all right, you know what? I mean, the Christmas cookie season's behind me and the fudge and everything. And so, well, I'm going to eat better and I'm going to exercise. And then lo and behold, last night it was like a fundraiser for like the police association in Chippewa Falls. It was a dual wrestling meet between Chi-High and Eau Claire North.
Yeah.
And North out to a big lead, but Chi-High comes storming back and they win it. So congratulations to the Cards. But, and then afterwards, to celebrate the police officers, they didn't have donuts, but they had a free cake.
Oh.
I mean, and it had, I mean, and I resisted for about 30 seconds. I mean, and so just delicious frosting. And
well, this is the thing, because when you make that attempt at a resolution to say, I'm going to eat better, even if it's just for the month of January, I'm going to eat better, eat cleaner, eat healthier, cut out sugar as much as possible. I mean, that's what my wife and I are trying to do.
And you've done that in past January.
So yeah. I mean, a lot of good it's done later on in the year, but I mean, it's something, right? You got to do something.
Sure.
If not to lose weight, at least to stop the weight gain or slow it for a bit. But then is when someone brings chocolate-covered almonds and sets them on the counter here at the station, and everybody else is doing the same thing, and so they bring in their leftover Christmas goodies and just try it. Man.
It's tough.
Yeah.
And then that exercising thing, I think I was with you on Tuesday, and so the first 2 days of the year, I get these big ideas. Like, I'm going to exercise every day of the year. And the last time I exercised was on January 2nd. Today is the 7th.
I would just say there's probably a lot of folks out there who also are stumbling a little bit out of the gate with their resolutions.
Yeah.
You know what? Sometimes it's not how you start, it's how you finish.
Okay.
So keep on. Keep on.
The pep
all right.
Talk. Thank
right?
You
just make what's one thing you can do today. So if you slipped up and had sugar yesterday, how do you avoid that first sugar temptation today?
Yeah.
We're here to encourage you as we're positive self-talking ourselves because we're trying to do it with you as
well. Be kind to yourself, Andrew Peterson.
Well, we may be San Susan to begin the year, but that doesn't mean the tradition of headlines stops. It's where we get you caught up on everything you might have missed in the past week. News, sports, politics, pop culture. We know how busy your life is, and so we aggregate all that information. But because we respect your time, we bring it to you in condensed form. It's headlines for the first time in 2022. Here we go.
Well, in fact, it is now 2022.
The change is nice. We should do this every year.
I think we should.
Massachusetts has been named America's healthiest state. Congrats.
And once again, the country's most diseased state is the political system.
Right.
Yeah, state of that. I'll tell you what. Again, Happy New Year, everybody.
Around my house at this time of year, it's always a race to see which gets broken faster, the kids' Christmas toys or my resolutions. Well, a family argument ended with a man in Croatia being arrested after he used, get this, a front-end loader to repeatedly pick up and drop his son's pickup truck.
Wow, and he kept pleading with the cops not to arrest him so he wouldn't miss his anger management class.
It's really helping me.
Got to get your priorities straight. A new study finds that people lowered their risk of developing serious diseases such as diabetes and heart problems by eating 2 ounces of walnuts, or approximately 14 walnuts a day.
All right, let's see. A little math here. For me to consume 14 walnuts, how many hot fudge sundaes would that take? Thinking healthy. Another study found that one-third of young U.S. adults have been arrested.
I guess we do lead China in something.
How?
And finally, scientists report that they have made a significant breakthrough in fighting the aging process.
Yep, it's called Photoshop.
It's amazing what can be done there.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. We're warming up to Havel with the first best of the week of 2022.
Yeah, that's right. It kind of reminds me putting this together. And again, we had kind of a disrupted week, only together, you and I, a couple of times, missing Susan for sure. But thanks to those, Dawson and Josh, who were with us. And I'm a trail mix fan, and I the sweet and salty. We say truth wrapped in humor, wrapped in fun is what we strive for, and I think you'll find that in this Best of the Week.
Some slip-ups on social media, posted social media on Twitter and TikTok in particular, kicking things off. The lady says, in retail, talking to a customer, I meant to say, I'll be right back, or I won't be long. Instead, I said, I won't be back, and walked away.
Oh, goodness.
When I was in court, I forgot what to call the judge, and I accidentally called him Your Majesty. He was like, what? And I repeated it.
Sorry, Your Majesty.
Well, the group Big Daddy Weave formed in Mobile, Alabama in 1998. They've released 9 studio albums to date, but they're in the spotlight here in the last few days because of the passing of Jay Weaver, the brother of Mike Weaver, kind of the lead singer of the group. Jay, the bass player and vocalist, and brother Mike sharing this on Instagram.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for all your prayers for my brother. Man, you have walked with him through a huge fight. And I'm so sorry to bring this news, but I'm also excited to celebrate where he is right now. My brother Jay went to be with Jesus just a couple hours ago. And due to complications with COVID-19, you know, on top of everything else that he already had going on. And you guys, man, you've seen him walk the uphill battle, and you guys have helped carry him through so much. And man, I'm telling you, the Lord used him in such a mighty way out on the road for so many years. And anybody who's come in contact with him, man, just knows how real, you know, his faith in Jesus was. And I believe that even though COVID may have taken his last breath, Jesus was right there to catch him. And I know that he's seeing things now that, man, I long to see. My heart's broke for my family, you know, my family here, but Jay's family in Florida. But we all just really wanted to thank you for walking with us through so much, you know, for so long. We just wanted to let you know that the prayers for healing can turn into prayers of thanksgiving now that Jay is in God's presence, you know. We'll all deal with the heartache as it comes. There's that broken part of being in this broken place, you know, until the day we're going to step through and we're going to see what Jay's seeing. You know, I know that there was a great reunion with a lot of folks today. I believe that. I don't know how it all works. I just trust in the Lord, and I know his love for us. And we sense his love, and we have sensed your love as well. And so we just want to say thank you for praying. And, man, thanks for walking with us through this crazy, crazy time.
This one says, I held the door open for a woman, and she said, thank you. I was trying to say, you're welcome, or not a problem, but my mouth said, you're a problem. What? Open the door, thank you. You're a problem. Not what she was going for. My wife and I were dating, and I went to pick her up for a movie or something from her parents' house. And it was kind of the dead of winter like this. And for whatever reason, her parents live in Dallas. And so there's kind of a little frontage road going out from her parents' driveway, and use that to connect to one of the more main roads. And I thought, for whatever reason, not being a car guy, that it would impress my wife if I did an e-brake slide onto that frontage road, gunning it out of her parents' driveway. So again, her parents were in the house, she and I were in the car, and I gunned it out of the driveway, pulled the emergency brake, and thought I could whip a right angle turn into that frontage road. Nobody's there. Again, mm-hmm. Very small town. It was safe, but unfortunately, what I didn't realize is that my brakes would lock up. And so instead of, you know, doing a fast and furious type of slide, uh-huh, going one direction, then perpendicular to the other, instead my brakes locked up. And even though I pulled the emergency brake, I plowed straight into a snowbank. So again, I'm trying to impress my wife, who is, you know, then my girlfriend. And not only was she very unimpressed, her dad had to come out of the house and pull us out with the tractor. And so it's like, here's the young man who wants to be the protector and provider of your daughter, and he plows his car into a snowbank trying to show off a move that he is not capable of doing.
Immediately after leaving the driveway.
Oh, mortifying. Mortifying.
I saw a girl carrying a hamster, so I asked if I could pet it, but it was actually a muffin, so I'm on my way to jump off a cliff now.
Can I pet your hamster? It's Blueberry. Wow, the best of the week. It just, and we've got a birthday wish coming up. I know there's some folks who want to record this, so a birthday wish coming up in just a moment. There's your heads up. But, man, you never know what you're going to hear in the best of the week.
No, it's quite a mixture. And, again, you were humble enough to share that story yesterday.
Well, this is the thing, because I'd already told the story of me walking into a big glass
window
in college, and then here at the station. I already told that, so had to dig for the other embarrassing moments.
Anyhow.
They just keep on coming.
You and Dawson were so good, I had to get back here, lose my job like Wally Pipp. So.